Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Join the show here and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Amy, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Alex Jones was back in court recently in Connecticut this time after losing his civil case in Texas and being ordered to pay $45 million or so to the victims, so-called victims, the people who had their
victims
feelings hurt.
Words.
Yeah, people who had their feelings hurt because a man that they didn't know broadcasting a radio show that maybe they'd never heard of was talking about them and saying things that probably weren't true, but maybe he believed those things to be true. But the Texas verdict wasn't enough for these families, the $45 million, which apparently there's some rule in Texas that, limits the number to a much lower number than
that he could actually pay out.
Yeah, so the limit, I think, is like $750,000 per so-called victim, so it ended up being like $1 or $2 million or something like that, I think, when all was said and done.
Well, there's only a couple victims then?
Only in the Texas case. In the case that just finished up this week, I think it was yesterday that the news came out, as far as Alex Jones and what he is now facing, he's facing $965 million in a civil case verdict based out of Connecticut. And apparently the reason they sued him in Connecticut instead of Texas was because Connecticut doesn't have the same restrictions on payouts that Texas does.
Which is the type of thing that grieving parents who are really affected think about.
Money.
Yep, money.
Well, these ones are thinking about it, and now, nearly $1 billion that Alex Jones supposedly has to pay, which, of course, he doesn't have that kind of money. I mean, he's a successful businessman, no doubt about it, but I mean, the only kind of people that have that sort of money is, you know, Elon Musk.
I wouldn't have
folks.
Thought of Alex Jones as a billionaire.
No, not at all. His company, the Free Speech, what do they call it, Free Speech System, I believe, Incorporated, has gone bankrupt. So that apparently has no money left. And, of course, Alex Jones has money personally. It's, you know, some amount of it, but it's not going to be $100 million, if anything, probably. The story here from the DailyBeast.com, jury decided Wednesday afternoon that InfoWars founder Alex Jones must pay $965 million for spewing lies that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax and that the grieving parents involved were paid actors. The money will go straight to the pockets of family members who lost children in the massacre and to an FBI agent who was harassed by Jones's listeners. There were 15 plaintiffs in
total. Doesn't sound like Jones is alleged to have harassed this person.
No. No, they didn't say, I don't think at any point, that Jones told his listeners to harass these people.
And even if he did, that's not the same as Jones harassing someone.
But then a lot, well, I get what you're saying there, Bonnie, but if he had called for people to harass a person, there at the very least would be the allegation that he caused a riot or, you know, been the source of criminal threatening or something like that. It wouldn't have looked good. But in this particular case, I've never heard any allegations that Jones himself did anything besides express what he believed on his radio show. And what he believed may indeed have been absolutely crazy.
I don't think it's
absolutely true for all we know.
I've never seen any type of proof that what he was saying wasn't true. They're just like, oh, that's not true, and therefore you lied. Like, are we going to go through the proof that it's not true before he has to pay $1 billion?
And how did the families who are so affected show proof of loss?
I don't know if they did. I think they just said their feelings got hurt and people were threatening them. So it ruined their lives, more so than losing their child in a shooting ruined their lives. Jones added insult to injury, if you believe the critics, if you believe the people that take the family side on this.
And I wonder if any of the faces we would recognize from the original occurrence at Sandy Hook actually showed up in the courtrooms.
I wonder if they showed up in any other red flag event. Or wait, what's it called?
False flag event.
You, when you say the faces, you mean the alleged family members?
Did they come to court? I want to know if these people actually, I mean, who's showing up, someone showing up for them?
In a live stream that aired as the jury's verdict was read out, Jones showed no remorse, instead mocking jurors and the Sandy Hook parents who wept as the damages were read out. $57 million, $20 million, $50 million, $80 million, $100 million, blah, blah, Jones said, according to NBC News reporter. Quote, you get a million, you get $100 million, you get $50 million. Do these people actually think they're getting any of this money? Jones refused.
Well, I hope that he's more serious about this time, because last time he was like, okay, I'm sorry, I won't ever do it again. And it's just like, you shouldn't have to pay a penny to people for free speech in the United States.
I agree. And it's not like these people, and I don't know exactly what Jones said. I don't have those clips. I wasn't a listener to his show. But honestly, I don't care what he said. I don't care if he named names of these people and said these people are fakers or whatever he believed about that. And again, I think the conspiracy theory is pretty silly, personally. I mean, it's not unbelievable that somebody went and shot up a government school. Now, whether the government put him up to it or not is an interesting question. Whether that person was on psychotropic medications for whatever supposed problems they have, as we've seen with a lot of school shooters, that wouldn't surprise me to find out.
Just another case of Ian propping up the government's...
the government narrative?
Yeah, the government narrative.
Good going, Ian.
Well, look, it doesn't seem unbelievable to me. I personally wouldn't go out on the limb that Alex Jones did about this, but he should be free to go out on a limb like that.
Sure, why not?
Yep.
And he should be free to have any kind of wild, harebrained theories. I mean, there were theories that alien spaceships had decloaked and shot down the World Trade Centers back in the day. I mean, I've heard all kinds of wild stuff. What was it called? Project Bluebeam or something like that?
No, I think Project Bluebeam is supposed to be a thing where they can cast holographic images.
That's right. Holographic alien spaceships or something. There's all... Or holographic planes, I guess, would have been the allegation there.
Like the sky is holographic.
I don't know what it was. But it was ridiculous. I mean, it just seemed ridiculous on its face. But some people believe that stuff. And are we going to now tell people they cannot... If they believe a wild conspiracy theory, that they're not allowed to express that? Because that seems to be what this ruling says, is if you have a platform and you believe something that is counter to the official story and you express that belief and somebody gets their feelings hurt about it...
Or says that they did. They might not have feelings. They might all be actors.
Right. That they then get to take you to the cleaners financially. So that appears to be the news here today. If you want to weigh in on it, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Jones refused to hand over financial data from his businesses before or during the trial and simultaneously filed for bankruptcy protection from creditors earlier this year for InfoWars and its parent company Free Speech Systems. Around the same time, he reportedly transferred property ownership to his wife. In Texas trial, he said any damages above $2 million would tank InfoWars, but forensic economists put his company's worth at between $135 and $270 million. Despite appearing to be on the brink of bankruptcy, C. Jones indicated Wednesday he doesn't plan to stop spreading insane conspiracies about mass shootings.
And that's what he said?
Well, no, that's what the Daily Beast says. You can tell they have a viewpoint here that is not pro-Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones has been raked up the coals by these...
There should not be a single journalist or journalistic outfit in the United States right now that isn't siding with him.
Unfortunately, they're piling on.
It could be them next.
Well, it wouldn't be them next because they don't go out on limbs and say what they actually believe. They just report what they're told to report.
Right, that's true.
Jones's trial played out in Waterbury, Connecticut, 20 miles southwest of where 26 people were killed just over a decade ago. Jury deliberation started October 6th. Only compensatory damages owed by Jones were determined on Wednesday, and jurors will decide at a later date whether Jones must also pay punitive damages. So it's not even over yet. The $965 million
is for making them whole?
It's for compensation. There may be punitive damages still to come. Jones said in a statement, quote, they want to scare us away from questioning Uvalde or Parkland. We're not going away. We're not going to stop. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. If you care about freedom of speech, It shouldn't matter what your opinion is about Alex Jones. You can hate him if you want to. You can think that his opinions are ridiculous and despicable, but he should be free to have them, and he should be free to express them and not be financially rich.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss.
that's what we do here. The phones are open, and you can get on broadcast radio with your opinions, as long as they are not in violation of the FCC. We can pretty much talk about anything. And if you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. Contaminants were in the drinking water at those times, and there might be some deadlines in order to file for this stuff, so you don't want to wait to call the following number to see if you or a loved one are eligible. That's 888-918-1037, 888-918-1037, if you are a Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've had a serious health issue, money's already set aside, 888-918-1037. Let's go to the phones here. We're talking about the Alex Jones, just dramatically shocking numbers that he's been ordered to pay the families of the victims there in Connecticut after the shooting from like almost a decade ago. They're saying that because Alex Jones said things that apparently weren't true on his internet show or radio show, that he should basically lose his entire career, lose his entire life, basically to the tune of $1 billion, $960-something million in this case, and another $45 million in the Texas case. It's not even over yet with a new another round of sentencing coming for the punitive damages, so that has yet to be determined. It's a crazy precedent against freedom of speech, because you should have the freedom to say crazy things in a country with supposed free speech. This is a major attack against that. I presume he's going to appeal this, and who knows how that will go. But right
hopefully
now,
to God, if he appeals it, he'll win, because it's just like, can any judge actually be, like, respected at all if they say that Alex Jones can't say hurtful things if people's feelings get hurt?
Well, judges aren't in the business. They're attorneys, so they're not really in the business of being respected. They don't care about respect.
They care about power.
They care about power. Attorneys in general, as far as every attorney I've ever known on some level, is hungry for a win.
Well, I say we don't have to listen to them at all if they say that we don't have the freedom to say whatever we want in America.
I agree.
Let's go to Jake. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, Ian? How you doing, buddy?
What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to chime in and just, like, confirm what's going on with the control of the narrative, because that's what's going on with Alex Jones. You know, they're impinging on his free speech because he got shut down from YouTube. He got shut down from the big carriers. He's not carried in the press. And he has broken a lot of pertinent stories. So this is like the last attack. They could get the dude to shut him up. And this is the world we're living in right now. And this is what we're seeing at the national stage. And those of us that put the effort in to know what Alex Jones is trying to do, and what he's gone through just to be able to keep publishing this info and get it in front of us and us to get to that info. But that's literally just the business model of how to control the narrative, and it affects us on down into our own communities. And I'm not trying to turn it towards me, but that's literally what I'm experiencing, because I'm a civil activist in a very corrupt district, and the state controls the narrative. The media just going along with whatever that narrative is, and not publishing outside of it for fear of reprisal. The local suppression. I mean, even here in local town, yeah, I'm banned off the local Facebook. I've gone to get help from my fellow veterans, and I've been ejected from the Veterans Day event.
Wow.
For that. Yeah, it's that bad. I'm following it in a docuseries. This is kind of. Civil activists are made, so I became this way for my own motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But to follow this story, but just having lived it, I've been doing it for 4 years now, and I have more of a presence internationally in Australia than I do here in Gettysburg.
Wow.
They
shut you out, even though you have a story to tell, even though you've been, you know, abused by the system, the mainstream media doesn't want to hear about it. Because they don't want to be seen as questioning the narrative. They don't want to be seen as outside of the box. They don't want to get cut off from police department press releases and being able to interview the mayor and things like that.
That's a the individual level, I mean, what about the organizational level? Who owns all of our local news places now? Not people who deliver news. It's the businesses that own those that feed what you're supposed to tell to elect their people mm-hmm. for whatever they got going on in that region. Well, whatever part, you know, bipartisan ploy cult you want to, you know, adhere to, that's literally the business model of the local news. That's the paper. All of our generation, we're here talking right now. We're following your website, apart from YouTube for a reason. We're doing this because we've had our head pop, you know, we're aware. But that's not allowed to get in front of the normal people.
Nope.
No.
Well, where can somebody go to find your work?
Good point. It's on YouTube. But I'm just completely shadow banned. Mm-hmm. And, I'll even have huge auditors. I'm a medium-sized channel. I have, 34,000 followers. But the big guys in the community, I jumped on to the auditing community because I was investigating with my camera, you know. So
when you say the auditing community, you mean First Amendment audits, people that go into various different government bureaucracies and record video?
Correct, because I was having so many interactions with police. I mean, I have half a dozen pullover stops, retaliatory stops. I went in and reported this scandal that I'm following to the police, and they followed I had my 74-year-old father drive so that in case they followed us out to retaliate, I could film legally, you know, just be going off and crazy and what are they going to do to me in the passenger seat?
Right.
And sure enough, they followed us out of this. It's all on video. They followed. This is a great example. Thank you for asking.
So do you have an Odyssey channel?
No, man. And you know what? I know about the alternative platforms. I'm too small and I'm shadow banned.
Wait a minute. I don't think that makes any sense. Yeah, there's no such thing as being too small to be on Odyssey. I mean, as I understand it, they lowered the level of there used to be a certain minimum number of subscribers you had to have on YouTube in order to get Odyssey to pick up your channel as an auto subscriber. And that number has been lowered. It used to be 300. I think it's now 100 or something.
So 34,000 is well above that.
Yeah, you could easily get your entire channel imported into the Odyssey platform.
I honestly, God, I mean, no, I can't. I mean, that's a cute idea. I understand it.
Not
right, but I've started so many different social media platforms, and I've had them banned. I just got on. Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I just got on Rumble, and there's nothing promoted on this. You don't break out on
Rumble's not the same as Odyssey. We actually know, I don't know if he's the owner of Odyssey or whatever, but people that work for Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey's run by libertarians. I mean, there's no guarantee that if you get on any platform that you're going to get a ton of viewers. We barely have 1,000 subscribers on Odyssey, but
really,
the idea is they're not going to take your content offline. You're not going to get shadow banned. I recommend you check it out. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Jake, for the call.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm disgusted with our legal system. I'm disgusted with those jurors.
Dr. Alon Hofdeff is a father of the victim of the Florida school shooter. A Florida jury returning a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that victim impact statements be taken into account, and the judge says they may do this prior to the formal sentencing on November 1st. The death toll in Florida from Hurricane Ian is now at least 105. Wednesday, the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission added two more storm-related deaths, one each in Charlotte and Orange counties. Lee County leads the state with 52. Monroe and Sarasota counties each are reporting 7. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here if you want. You can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to A. Friedman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. A. Friedman is gold level, which means that A. Friedman is contributing at least $10 a month to the AMPS program. You can join him or her over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there through our Patreon, and that allows you to get access to some special perks, including the AMP Only podcast that has the full radio show without any recorded ads every single night, uploaded pretty much immediately after the show is over. You can follow us there, and you can support the show directly. And all we ask is $5 a month. A. Friedman is doing twice that, so thank you, A. Friedman. But you can go sign up at amps.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're going to continue here with a little bit more about the insane verdict by a Connecticut court that has ruled that Alex Jones has to pay $965 million, just under $1 billion, for saying things that hurt somebody's feelings. A group of families that sued Jones over the school shootings in Connecticut, Sandy Hook, at the elementary school back in, apparently that was all the way back in 2012. It's hard to believe that it's been a decade since that happened. But now they're trying to ruin him financially, and this is after a similar verdict, but a much lower verdict in Texas, meaning they found him so-called responsible and ultimately hit him with $45 million there. So
also egregious.
Yeah, over $1 billion is what they're saying he has to pay.
Honestly, it's pretty sus to me. Like, the whole thing, the way it came together is pretty sus. Like, all these, there are no victims. There are literally no victims to make whole. Show me how any of the people...
You mean the ones who got their feelings hurt?
Yeah, the ones who got their feelings hurt. Show me how any of them... And this isn't even with with punitive damages included.
No, that's coming next.
Yeah, so if there's no punitive damages, so show me how these people lost $1 billion in revenue. How were they damaged to the point of $1 billion pre-punitive damages?
The family members, according to the DailyBeast.com, who sued Jones, said they were tormented by strangers who were inspired by his InfoWars webcasts. They argued their harassers were convinced, solely by Jones, that one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history was a massive con.
Really? Because the conspiracy theory YouTube video that I watched about it that completely convinced me that it was a false flag in high school and all of, like, everyone in my class was talking about it was not Alex Jones. So I don't think solely Alex Jones is the only reason anyone realizes the fakeness that is the fake Sandy Hook's fake shooting, fake kids, fake parents.
But Alex Jones has a lot more money than whoever that YouTube person was. So
right, so he's better to go after him.
But they used the word solely.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's true. They said it was a massive con ordered by Democrats to build support for gun restrictions. This harassment added insult to injury for grieving family members, they argued, many of whom had just lost their child to senseless gunfire as they sat in their first grade classroom.
You know, they also sued the makers of whatever gun he used and won.
They won against the gun manufacturers
They've been trying to sue gun manufacturers for this type of stuff for years.
But they actually successfully did? I had not heard that.
I think so. I don't want to report wrong.
It's hard to remember which one belonged to which, but yeah, a bunch of these types of cases have come against gun manufacturers before.
Harassment added insult to injury. Among those who testified against Jones was Mark Barton, whose son Daniel was murdered in the shooting. He said that wackos began flooding his personal website with hateful comments after Jones called the shooting a hoax, calling him a liar and a fraud.
Yeah, but it was this year. It says the Sandy Hook family is settled with Remington, making first-time gun maker held liable for mass shooting.
That's not the same thing. A settlement is a way to get out of being held liable.
I'm surprised that Remington wouldn't carry that the distance.
It said they agreed to pay the family $73 million.
Correct. That's what a settlement is. So what happens with a settlement generally is when somebody's being sued, in this case a big corporation like Remington, they look at the case and they say, well, we'd rather not face whatever the potential consequences are of this case. We're not admitting that we were liable for these actions. We're not admitting any sort of responsibility, but we are going to give you $73 million to make this go away. That's basically generally what a settlement typically means. Most of the time, there's usually some sort of an agreement that goes along with it that says such and such company does not admit any wrongdoing, but we'll pay you $73 million. And the idea is that it was cheaper for them to pay the $73 million than it would be to fight a protracted lawsuit where they may have to pay more than that, just simply in attorney's fees or something like that, where if they end up being found responsible, it could set a dangerous precedent for the gun industry or the future of their company. So they weigh the odds and they weigh the situation and they say, well, we'll just pay them. And it sucks because I agree with you, Matt. You know, they should make a stand for what they believe in. And being able to, or just settling a case like that means that somebody else can bring a similar case and expect a settlement as well. So it just kind of opens them up to being continually abused, even though they didn't lose the case. But Jones lost because in his cases, he didn't apparently fight it. Apparently, he was found guilty, or not guilty is not the word they use, but responsible or whatever. He defaulted in civil cases.
I mean, I didn't see this from news. I saw this on Twitter, but somebody said he wasn't allowed to fight it.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
They said in a case where he wasn't allowed to fight back in Connecticut.
Well, he wasn't allowed to fight back in this case because he'd already lost the case, so this was a case to determine the punitive damages, but the other term that I'm not remembering right now. The other kind of compensation.
No, I don't know.
It wasn't the
liabilities.
Like yeah, whatever the liability was in this case, the term compensatory damages. So,
compensatory.
So this wasn't a case to decide whether or not he was responsible. That had already been decided.
In Texas?
I don't know if it was the Texas one or if it was Connecticut had a separate thing, but as I understand it, Jones didn't show up to court, essentially. He did not make an argument. And so, therefore, they ruled against him.
They wasn't allowed to but
no, that just means he can't make that argument in this case because it wasn't a case. It was just a determination, ultimately, as I understand it. So Bart, and the guy that said that somebody harassed him on the internet, said further, so again, he got website comments that called him names, like liar and a fraud, which we get that stuff all the time.
I was about to say, when am I going to get $1 billion when?
Yeah, we get that in our chat room every single night on the YouTube channel by the same people over and over again. But as far as I'm concerned, they have the freedom to say those things.
And one could say that the FBI protects people that do that because James Whittakine never got any kind of trouble for harassing Mark.
Well, he actually threatened Mark and his family. He straight up threatened them with violence, and he never had anything to do. The FBI wouldn't do anything to him.
Probably works for them.
Harassers soon turned up their hate to another level, said Barden, threatening to dig up his son's grave, which the harassers also claimed to have defiled. Quote, to hear that people were desecrating it and urinating on it and threatening to dig it up, he said, I don't know how to articulate to you what that feels like, but that's where we are. Here's what you do, buddy. You just don't read the comment section.
It's easy as that.
I mean, people can say anything they want on the internet. That is one of the downsides, if you will. It's also an upside, but it's a downside to anonymity. Is people, they get to act way uglier than they would normally act to your face. These people aren't going to come to your son's funeral and pee on the gravesite. They're not going to come to your son's funeral and insult you in your face because they know there's a chance you'll rear back and suck them, right? They know there's a chance that they could have some sort of actual karma, instant karma visited upon them right then for making comments like that. Now, I'm not saying that that's appropriate.
I'm wondering how many if these harassing phone calls and such ever did take place. I'm wondering how many of the people actually placing the phone calls. We know that it wasn't Alex Jones placing the phone call.
I didn't see anything here about a phone call. It just said comments.
Yeah. Comments. I wonder how many of them are actually just FBI agents.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Mm-hmm. How
do you prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that it was an Alex Jones listener and not an FBI agent?
And
why
wouldn't the FBI agents do that?
And why wouldn't they?
The number here is 603-283-6160, especially when an FBI agent got the second highest...
That's right.
A payout.
Wow.
My FBI agent got $70
million. His kid didn't have to die.
Nothing else to see here.
More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open, and you can join us on the radio here. You can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We do have our podcast feeds that you can access over at feeds.freetalklive.com. It'll link you over to the RSS feed for our Daily Digest podcast that you can subscribe to with any of your favorite podcast clients, or you can use links there to take you to the major platforms like Spotify and iHeartMedia and those other ones that already have us. Makes it easy to download if you want to through those systems. Anyway, go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find those links there. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio tonight. We're talking about Alex Jones being hit with basically $1 billion in penalties, and the case isn't even done yet. This is just step one. There's going to be a second part where he may be hit with punitive damages. This was essentially the compensation section of the case, and so there may be more to come.
But I want to know, who proved $1 billion in losses in order to be compensated for those losses?
Didn't happen. It's just people saying they had their feelings hurt because somebody posted internet comments.
Yeah, but shouldn't that fall under punitive damages, not compensatory? Like, the whole point of a lawsuit is to get back what you lost because somebody said a bad thing about you.
Some of the plaintiffs said they were forced to move multiple times to escape the hate that was set off by Jones which he regularly repeated on his daily
shows. No way to prove that. Any individual who harassed them was actually doing it because of Jones, even if that really meant anything to them.
Right, and apparently they didn't have to prove it because Jones, as I understand it, didn't go to the trial. But James is on the line in Michigan. He wanted to weigh in on this. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, so what happened was in the Connecticut court hearing, the deposition, Alex provided more deposition than any other hearing of the type ever in the state's history, but because there was like one or two emails that he couldn't find or couldn't provide, the judge said, oh, it's pretty obvious you're guilty. You're guilty. Never mind. Move on to the compensatory.
It's another corrupt judge. Wow.
Yeah. So that, does that mean all...
The judge just said you're guilty.
So it's not true that he didn't make an argument, or was that just in the Texas case? Well, I don't know why I've heard that.
No, the Texas case was based on the guilty verdict in the Connecticut.
Okay.
So with all the papers he brought forward that he did find, did the judge not consider them because he couldn't find those couple emails or whatever?
It was something like that. He had testified for like 2-3 days straight in this deposition, but that wasn't good enough. Hmm. Nothing was good enough, basically. It didn't
so basically
matter.
The whole thing was fixed from the get-go, is what it sounds like.
Sounds it.
So it was an attack on free speech at the base level.
Absolutely.
And now it's just, so this is just the hearing for the media.
Yeah, to allow them to dance on Alex Jones's grave, essentially.
Right.
You know, Alex Jones, you lose, but the reality is everybody is losing because Alex Jones is being punished for things he said, not things he did.
Right.
He didn't threaten these people. There's no evidence presented that he ordered those people to threaten or to intimidate these families.
Why isn't the government going after the specific people that went to these people and said that they peed on, like, investigate that instead of Alex Jones?
So a couple things about this hearing. The reason he said he wasn't allowed to defend himself is because the judge said that if you say certain things, you're going to be held in contempt.
Mm.
So he had to refuse to take the stand because any answer other than yes or no, and he would be held in contempt and go to jail.
Wow.
Wow.
So he couldn't even take the stand in his own hearing. And one of the other things is, of all the people that testified, not one of them testified to the fact that they heard him say that he denied the Sandy Hook happened.
Not did one he deny it, though? I mean, isn't that pretty much
I
true?
I was listening to him back then, mm-hmm. and no, he questioned it a little bit, but no. He never really denied it. He was kind of like, I don't know, people died. That's kind of hard. He said there's false flags and there was problems with it. But he was never one of those hardcore, it never happened guys.
Wow.
James. I don't think it mattered. It just wanted him gone.
Yeah, really totally. Is.
And the thing is, you know, they always go after the unpopular speech. When they're targeting freedom of speech,
I'm not so certain that was the problem. I don't think that was unpopular speech. I think it was very popular speech, and that was the problem.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, when I was in high school, that's when it happened. Like, there was a kid in one of my classes that was like, everybody needs to go watch this YouTube video because, seriously, I don't believe anything the government says anymore. And, like, everyone I knew was like, oh, did you see the video? I don't remember exactly the title or anything now, but it was a YouTube video that of views, and it was like going through everything about how fake that shooting was, and like all kinds of details.
This isn't a process put in place to shut down unpopular speech. It's a process put in place to shut down popular speech.
Okay, I don't know if I believe that that's true. Jones has always been sort of on the outside of popularity. He's got a big
everybody
following.
Knows him.
Yeah, a lot of people know who he is, but that doesn't mean that they listen to his show. Anyway, go ahead.
Now, one of them could testify that they heard him say it. At least you think they would have one. Even the FBI agent that had nothing to do with anything, who's getting paid, couldn't testify that.
Wow, and also he has a show that it should have been, video of him saying something, if anything.
That was unnecessary. It was a railroad.
Yep.
Give it a call tonight, James. I appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. I'm going to quibble with you that Jones has popular speech. He's a very unpopular person.
It's this specific thing. Like, the video I'm talking about was not Alex Jones. It was just some random YouTuber.
But the point is that generally they go after unpopular speech because it's easy to pile on somebody that is unpopular during the Bush administration. And
yeah, I also think there's
Obama.
Been a concerted effort to go after people like Alex Jones and like David Icke and so forth over the years. Like, a lot of the stuff that they say is totally believable. And I think it's easier for the mainstream media to say, poo-poo, America, you should poo-poo them with us. And groupthink makes people poo-poo them instead of listening to
that's
their message.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, David Icke has been banned from Twitter for like a decade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's again because these companies believe that they can get away with doing these things to these relatively small personas. I mean, David Icke has a large following, no doubt. Certainly larger than Free Talk Live and Alex Jones as well. But Jones isn't on, you know, he's not Rush Limbaugh. He doesn't have the same level of influence. He doesn't have the same level of fandom or whatever out there, and he certainly doesn't have as much money. So he's easier to go after. He's an easier target.
Rush Limbaugh is dead.
Rush Limbaugh is dead. You're right about that. But Jones has never reached that level. I mean, when we were on the same network as Alex Jones, we had more radio stations than he did. Now, that doesn't mean much because he's had way more internet listeners than we did. But as far as mainstream popularity, he would never be able to be carried on a lot of mainstream radio stations.
Well, that's just because they're taking that out on him.
Right. And that's what I mean. They're taking it out on him first. They want to go after the unpopular people before they go after people like Kanye West or whatever. Now, even Kanye West is being persecuted now, just not with lawsuits at this point.
Yeah.
But they apparently... Chase Bank came this week and told him they were going to shut down his business bank account. And this is ostensibly because he's been making comments online that are supposedly not popular. And so he's being outed for that and punished for that.
And we've heard all about the PayPal thing recently where PayPal wants to shut, they want to fine people $2,500 for passing misinformation.
Yeah, they walked that one back the next day after people... about it.
They walked back the misinformation, but they didn't walk back hate speech or
they still have
discrimination.
Who is a private entity to fine anyone? It's interesting the word fine was the... Are they trying to tell us something? Are they actually just a government entity?
Are they a bank?
Apparently something they've had in their terms of service for some time, according to somebody that was looking at it the other day. There's been this $2,500 penalty assessment or whatever the terminology is that they're using if you violate certain terms of service. And so this would have simply expanded that to include misinformation. So they still have the $2,500 fine if you violate other terms of service.
I cannot imagine being a member of PayPal.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Inflation numbers are back. And they are still bad news. Still some of the highest inflation in four decades. You can comment with us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is next on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.